In the runoff for Nashville mayor, the candidates disagree on something fundamental, the core duties of the job. The difference has emerged recently, with Councilman John Cooper describing the role as mostly administrative, while incumbent David Brierley is injecting more partisan political stances into the contest. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
The mayor's race is nonpartisan, and in the grand scheme, both candidates say they're Democrats. But they're also doing some maneuvering late in the race. In a clear shift during the runoff, David Brierley is now talking about his progressive record, as he did in a recent interview with WPLN. He brought up gun control, climate change, and immigration.
Now, the mayor can't legislate on immigration, but the mayor and mayors across the country coming together can change the dialogue.
And Brierley argues that, for example, school improvements are moot to an immigrant family if they're afraid to send their kids there.
It's not either or, it's both and. The mayor has to focus both on those brass tacks issues like teacher funding, but also focus on the national dialogue, the national discourse.
WPLN asked Councilman Cooper the same question. What do you see as the role of the mayor in terms of nuts and bolts administration versus taking on more symbolic stances? Right.
Well, the symbolic stances are super great and important. But you only the mayor can make capital allocation decisions, like the CEO of a company, right? That's only the mayor can do that.
So Cooper is positioning himself as a manager.
And that's why I say it's as much as I'm a Democrat, it's not about Republicans and Democrats. It's about dollars and cents.
In terms of runoff strategy, there's a divide. Brierley has been quicker to issue statements, like about immigration, while Cooper continues to beat the drum for a mayor's office that goes back to the basics. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.
Brierley and Cooper answered other detailed questions in recent interviews. You can hear those in our election special at WPLN.org/mayor2019.